Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 17th of May, 1969. The title is The Magic Mirror. Bap Dada says, do you know the value of this Avyakt meeting? Is there a difference between meeting the Avyakt form and meeting the corporeal form? Do you know the value of the Avyakt invaluable meeting? The value of the Avyakt meeting is in letting go of the corporeal feelings. The more you give value to this Avyakt meeting, the more you experience the Avyakt meeting. Now, each one of you should ask yourself, how much value do I give and how much time have I given for this? At present, there is a need to stabilize the self in the Avyakt stage. Each of you can understand what your own result is, and you can also judge what the result is of each other. Therefore, there is a need for the Avyakt stage to be accomplished. Do you know the signs by which one is able to discern the Avyakt stage in the life of all of you? There will be uniqueness in each action. And secondly, whilst they are performing every action, there will be the experience of supersensuous joy from every physical sense. Their eyes, features, and activity will all always remain in supersensuous happiness. You will be able to see the sparkle of uniqueness and supersensuous happiness in every action through which you will know that they are stable in the Avyakt form whilst in the corporeal form. If you are able to see both these aspects in your actions, you should understand that you are stable in the Avyakt stage. If they aren't visible, then understand that they are lacking and that you have to make effort. In order to attain the Avyakt stage, you have been told one slogan from the very beginning. If you are able to remember that, you can never be defeated by any obstacle of Maya. Does everyone remember such an elevated slogan? That slogan comes in every Murli, in different forms. Manmana Bhav, and I am a child of God, the Father. Are there any way? What is the slogan to attain victory over the obstacles created by Maya whilst making effort? The self-sovereignty of heaven is our birthright. At the confluence age, the Father's treasure is our birthright. Have you forgotten that slogan? What will happen when you forget your right? You know what things you have a right over, for all these things are your birthright. When you consider yourself to have a right, you will not be dependent on Maya. In order to save yourself from being dependent, consider yourself to have rights. First of all, you have a right to the happiness of the confluence age, and then you have a right to the happiness of heaven in the future. And so, do not forget your rights. When you forget your rights, you become dependent on one thing or another. And those who are dependent on external things can never be happy. Those who are dependent on external things have the attainment of sorrow in every aspect, in their thoughts, words, and actions. Those who have a right stay in the intoxication and joy of having the right, and because of this joy, the wealth of happiness is threaded around their neck in the form of a garland. Do you know about the happiness of heaven? What are the toys of Satyug like? There, you will play with jewels. You people have already created a list of the happiness of Satyug and the sorrow of Kaliyug, but when you create a list of the happiness of the Confluence Age, it will become twice as long. Fill yourself with those sanskars of the Golden Age now. Just as little children are constantly busy in playing throughout the day and do not have any worries, in the same way, churn the list of all the things of happiness and play with the jewels of knowledge in your intellect. That is, continue to play with the jewels of happiness and you will never be defeated in the play of the drama. At the moment, you're defeated by one thing or another. How much love does Bap Dada have for the children? Bap Dada's love is eternal, whereas the love of the children is sometimes of one type and sometimes of another type. It is not constant. Sometimes they are the embodiment of love. What image do you sometimes become instead of becoming the embodiment of love? You're either full of love or difficulties. What should you keep with yourself in order to see your own image? A mirror. Does each one of you have a mirror? If you have a mirror, you will continue to see your own face, and by seeing it, you will be able to remove all the weaknesses. If you do not even have a mirror, you will not be able to remove the weaknesses. This is why, always, in every respect, keep a mirror with yourself. However, this mirror is such that when you think you have it, it sometimes disappears in between. It is a magical mirror. It disappears in 1 second. How can you keep the mirror eternally? For that, which main qualification should you have? What will be the special qualification? Those who are worthy of surrendering will have a mirror with themselves. If you are not worthy of surrendering, you will not be able to have the mirror eternally. In order to keep a mirror, you first have to surrender yourself totally. In other words, this can be described as a total renunciate. A total renunciate has a mirror. Only those who are stable in the avyakt form are able to experience the avyakt meeting. At the present time, there is a greater lack in the avyakt stage. You are all right in 2 aspects, but lacking in the 3rd aspect. One is to speak about something, and the other is to churn it. You are all right in these 2 aspects. Both of them are easy. The 3rd aspect is a little subtle. In the results seen at present, there is greater speaking about something and less churning it. What is the 3rd aspect? One is to churn something, and the other is to become lost in that. That is the stage in which you are totally merged in love. And so, at present, there is greater speaking than even churning. You are victorious in the 1st number, 2nd in churning, and 3rd in staying in the stage where you are totally lost. It is visible that you are lacking in the stage. From the activity of those who stay in a stage of being totally lost, the virtues of uniqueness and having supersensuous joy are visible. And so, you have to make intense effort to remove this weakness. All of you are effort makers. This is why you have reached this far. But now is not the time to be effort makers. It is now the time to be intense effort makers. What will happen if you just become effort makers? When you need to become intense effort makers, you will remain very far from your destination. It is now the time for becoming intense effort makers. Are you taking as much benefit from this as you should be or not? Each of you has to check this. This is why you're told to keep a mirror with yourself at every moment so that you can quickly know your weakness. Then by making your effort intense, you will be able to move forward. Acha, today is the day for giving the Kumaris the tilak for service. Just as you people have a picture of the coronation in the museum, just look how big a gathering has gathered on the day that you receive a tilak for service. Do you have so much happiness? But you must remember that all those in front of whom you accept the tilak will be watching you. You must not forget that the tilak is being applied in front of everyone. You must have that much courage. You must maintain the honor of this tilak. The honor of the tilak means the honor of the Brahmin clan. What is the code of conduct of the Brahmin clan? You have been told about this. Those who have such courage to become the most elevated human beings can accept this tilak. This tilak is not ordinary. There also, such a huge gathering will see you. All of you Brahmins have gathered together on the day of the Kumaris receiving the tilak of service. Those who do service have to pay attention to one special virtue. Those who do all-round service have to especially pay attention to this aspect. No matter what the circumstance may be, their stage must always remain constant. Only then will there be success in all-round service. Then Baba gave a tilak and toli to the Kumaris who had come for the second training group. Babdada says, today, Baba had a meeting with everyone through the eyes. Even whilst being far, you're close to Baba according to your worthiness and power. No matter how far someone may be sitting, he is merged in Babdada's eyes with his love. This is why they speak of the jewels of the eyes. Today, Bab Dada is meeting the jewels of the eyes with his eyes. Each one of you is more loved than the other, and therefore nothing special can be done. Children used to receive the warning from the Sakar form from time to time that such a time will come when you will only be able to meet Bab Dada from afar. Now you are seeing that time. Each one has a desire, and Bab Dada also has the desire, but that time is now changing. Together with the time, even the fortune of meeting does not remain. This is why Bab Dada is now meeting all of you in the avyakt form. Acha, namaste, and goodbye to everyone. Om Shanti.